Hi, this is David. If you've ever thought about starting a small business, it seems like the to-do list is never-ending. But Shopify simplifies a lot of it. They're the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. And they are packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you. You'll easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify has world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory and international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today, I would like to share with you a few of my favorite Native American prayers, as well as a short Native American life lesson at the end. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty, and make my eyes ever hold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. Help me remain calm and strong in the face of all that comes towards me. Help me find compassion without empathy overwhelming me. I seek strength, not to be greater than my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades, as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. O Great Spirit, only for so short a while you have loaned us to each other, because we take form in your act of drawing us, and we take life in your painting of us, and we breathe in your singing of us. But only for so short a while have you loaned us to each other, because even a drawing cut in obsidian fades, and even the green feathers, the crown feathers, of the Quetzal bird lose their color, and even the sounds of the waterfall die out in the dry season. So we too must go, because only for a short while have you loaned us to each other. The garden is rich with diversity, with plants of 100 families, in the space between the trees, with all the colors and fragrances. Basil, mint, and lavender, great mystery, keep my remembrance pure. Raspberry, apple, rose, great mystery, fill my heart with love.
dill, anise, tansy, holy winds blow within me. Rhododendron, zinnia, may my prayer be beautiful. May my remembrance, O great mystery, be as incense to thee in the sacred grove of eternity, as I smell and remember the ancient forests of the earth. May the warm winds of heaven blow softly upon your house. May the Great Spirit bless all who enter there. May your moccasins make happy tracks in many snows, and may the rainbow always touch your shoulder. Earth, teach me quiet, as the grasses are still with new light. Earth, teach me suffering, as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me humility, as blossoms are humble with beginning. Earth, teach me caring, as mothers nurture their young. Earth, teach me courage, as the tree that stands alone. Earth, teach me limitation, as the ant that crawls on the ground. Earth, teach me freedom, as the eagle that soars in the sky. Earth, teach me acceptance, as the leaves that die each fall. Earth, teach me renewal, as the seed that rises in the spring. Earth, teach me to forget myself, as melted snow forgets its life. Earth, teach me to remember kindness, as dry fields weep with rain. O great mystery, teach me how to trust my heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, the senses of my body, the blessings of my spirit. Teach me to trust these things, so that I may enter my sacred space and love beyond my fear, and thus walk in balance with the passing of each glorious sun. You have noticed that an Indian does everything in a circle, and that is because the power of the world always works in circles, and everything tries to be round and come around. In the old days, all our powers came to us from the sacred hoop of the nation, and so long as the hoop was unbroken, the people flourished. The flowering tree was the living center of the hoop, and the circle of the four quarters nourished it. The east gave peace and light, the south gave warmth, the west gave rain, and the north, with its cold and mighty wind, gave strength and endurance. This knowledge came to us from the outer world with our religion. Everything the power of the world does is done in a circle. The sky is round, and I have heard that the earth is round like a ball. And so are all the stars. The wind, in its greatest power, whirls. Birds make their nests in circles, for theirs is the same religion as ours. The sun comes forth and goes down again in a circle. The moon does the same, and both are round. Even the seasons form a great circle in their changing, and always come back again to where they were. The life of a man and woman is a circle, from childhood to childhood, and so it is in everything where power moves. Our teepees were round like the nests of birds, and these were always set in a circle, the nation's hoop. a nest of many nests, where the Great Spirit meant for us to hatch our children.
Builders, let's calculate the value of your builds. Choose Hardy Siding for years of weather protection against weather damage. Homes that stay beautiful for years, plus countless word-of-mouth referrals, and it all equals communities you're proud of and satisfied clients for life. Build with the number one brand of siding in North America. James Hardy, what the best are made of.